We have established from the previous videos that the termination of prophethood without the appointment of an imam is against divine wisdom. This lesson will speak about the proofs from the Holy Quran and Hadith regarding the appointment of an imam. In the Holy Quran it says, O Apostle, communicate that which has been sent down to you from your Lord, and if you do not, you will not have communicated his message, and Allah shall protect you from the people. What is this important manner that the Holy Prophet must convey? Many authentic traditions say that this verse was revealed in a place called Ghadir Khum. When the Prophet of Islam returned from the last pilgrimage, he assembled all the pilgrims at Ghadir Khum, where he delivered a detailed sermon. In his sermon, he asks the people, Do I have an authority over you from God? The people said yes. The Prophet then raised the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, Whoever I am the master of, then Ali is his master. Then everyone congratulated Imam Ali. Then the holy verse from the Quran was revealed. Today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have completed my blessings upon you, and I have approved Islam as your religion. The perfection and the completion of religion did not take place until someone was nominated after the Prophet. In this fashion, the Prophet, peace be upon him, declared the divine authority belonged to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Also, if we have a look at the beginning of the Prophet's mission, the first open call to Islam took place. The Prophet was first told to warn those nearest to him. He invited his family members to a meeting and said that the first to accept his message will be his successor. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the first to accept Islam and was appointed the successor. Another proof. The Holy Quran says, O you who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Prophet and those vested with authority amongst you. We know that the Prophet must be obeyed unconditionally in all matters. Therefore, the same level of obedience must be obeyed for those vested with authority. Those vested with authority cannot be any sinner or anyone that makes mistakes. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to obey someone that makes mistakes and are corrupt? According to many narrations, those vested with authority are Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, which will be explained in future lessons. Another example, only Allah is your wali, protector, and his apostle and those who believe, those who keep up prayers and pay the poor rate while they bow. Those who keep up prayer and pay the poor rate while they bow, according to narrations, it is Imam Ali alayhi salam. In saying this, it is clear Imam Ali is your wali, your guardianship and authority. There are many other verses from the Holy Quran we can label to show the appointmentship of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In narrations, the Holy Prophet peace be upon him said, After me there shall be 12 successors, all of them from Quraysh. The only ones that have come up with 12 perfect successors that fulfill such a position are the 12 Imams alayhim salam. The Prophet also said in a famous narration, I leave among you two weighty things. They are the Book of Allah and my family. The Prophet peace be upon him also said, The example of my Ahlul Bayt is like the example of the Ark of Noah. One who got on it was saved, and the one who turned away from it drowned and was destroyed. We can clearly see from these brief narrations and Quranic verses that the Holy Prophet had appointed his Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam through divine instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran says, He who obeys the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah.